Well, hey everybody, it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont. Today's story is a brief story about Ernest Hemingway. Ernest Hemingway. I picked it up from a book by Peyton Jones about church planting, where Peyton Jones was talking about the importance of actually doing the things that you talk about. He said, he wrote of Hemingway as an author and a field journalist. Ernest Hemingway was disgusted when he saw the hypocrisy in others of writing about things they hadn't really done. He believed he should never write about something that he hadn't personally done. He wrote about fishing, bullfighting, safaris, hunting, and war because they were adventures he'd lived himself. He was wounded on the field of battle, survived a plane crash, boxed as a prize fighter, and did more things by the age of 30 than most will do in a lifetime. His potent motto was taken from Benjamin Franklin: either write something worth reading or do things worth writing about. It would be easy, wouldn't it, to traffic in truth that you really never experienced. I was in my study the other day, had a men's prayer meeting, and I was doing some stuff, and I was actually locked in the church when some of the security guys called me and they said, "He's a guy trying to get in the church." Just kind of humorous to think about guys trying to get in the church. And they said, I said, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "Do you have an appointment with somebody?" I'm like, "No." And he goes, "Yeah, I think he's homeless, but he's kind of looking for you. Somebody told him your name and he was kind of looking for you." So, and he goes, "Yeah." I go, "Okay, well, I'll be out and see him here in a minute." And he goes, "Well, yeah, you got to be careful. He's got a hatchet on him." I'm like, "Okay." It was a cold day, cold. I went out and there was this young guy and he was shivering in the cold. He had a bike and a backpack and all the stuff with him. And sure enough, he had a hatchet on his side. And we talked with him for a while about trying to get him a place to go. And I could tell he was cold. And I asked him if he was hungry and he said he was. And I said, "Well, hey, would you like to get some breakfast?" He said, "I really would." I said, "All right, I'll make you a deal. I'll take you to breakfast, but you got to put your axe in the back of my car." And he goes, "No problem." He said, real sweetly, "Okay, no problem." And sure enough, I open up the back. He takes his hatchet off his side, puts it in the back, throws his backpack. We had a good breakfast and a good talk, a good solid hour. I was able to do what I often like to do with people, and that draw him to three circles to explain the gospel to him. And he was very open to that. It's sweet to just do something instead of sitting in your office reading about doing something. Even Ernest Hemingway knew that. Well, that's the story from out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day is a beautiful day and a little light in the kitchen is always on.